You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Tune into the Superhuman Channel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Listen Now button.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And it's my favorite day in the studio because I'm joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. We have a great show planned today. Lots of really good stuff.
Yes.
I think the first thing that we have to talk about.
Did you see that photo?
Ew. Of Lady Gaga. I mean, her name has a new meaning for me now. It's like Gaga.
I tell you, I was shocked. I was on the treadmill yesterday and saw it on one of the morning shows, and it shocked me because, first of all, she's young. She's, what, 25, 26 years old?
Yeah.
And
she's in trouble.
And there's cellulite, and it... Go ahead.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, first of all, her weight seems to boomerang up and down dramatically.
Right.
There's a picture of her on the internet right now from Amsterdam.
There's a couple of them.
Where she's strutting on stage in a pair of fishnet stockings and a thong.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a pretty sight.
Well, and she has been said on the news that she's gained 25 pounds and that she's on a diet.
Yeah, but she blames her father's Italian restaurant for gaining all this weight because... Obviously, when she goes there, all she can eat is pasta and pizza, right? She can't eat the veal scallopini or the steak or the chicken. Mm-hmm. She just goes there and like all Americans out there, except for our audience, and those of you who are new to our audience, you're becoming our audience when you get the religion. You know, that's not the thing you eat. You don't eat the pasta and the pizza at an Italian restaurant if you want to be healthy.
Right. Well, isn't she a vegan or vegetarian?
I, as best as I can tell on the internet, she appears to be a vegan.
A vegan. Okay.
Very dangerous diet.
Because on here, she said, she's a couple things that I see here that she said, that pop singers don't eat. They're born that way.
Yeah.
And then she also said that she needs to stop eating at her father's restaurant and start drinking green juice.
Yeah. Right.
And
didn't you read somewhere a while ago where she... did a spinning class, then ate some greens, and then did like another spinning class, and she was dreaming of hamburgers.
Well,
or something?
It says here that it was from April. She said she did back-to-back. She tweeted this. She did back-to-back spinning classes, and then she put eating a salad, dreaming of a cheeseburger.
Yeah, she should have had the cheeseburger without the bun. I mean, you know, she would have been better off having a couple beef patties with some real cheese on them. But,
well,
but you know
you
what?
Know,
let's talk about why. Before
okay,
we go,
any, let's face it. She is on stage. That's hard work what they do. She's
yes.
on stage. It's vigorous work.
She's like an athlete.
And it says here that she says it's hard because it's quite vigorous. It's a quite vigorous show. So I tend to bulk up and get muscular and I don't really like that. So I'm trying to find a balance.
Okay. So first of all, she is misinterpreting bulking up fat as muscle.
Uh-huh.
I've seen the pictures of her bulked up, and it's not muscle she's carrying. She carries a lot of fat below the hips.
And she has also said that she gains muscle easy.
Yeah. That's not muscle, Lady Gaga. That's fat. I'd be glad to bet you a year's worth of your salary against a year's worth of my salary, which is obviously I'm doing a lot better at this, taking this risk. But if you went for a DEXA scan after you bulked up, you'll find that while you put on some small amount of muscle, the majority of your weight is fat. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If you did focus on gaining muscle, eating a high-protein, high-fat diet that focused more on things that grow out of the earth and are organic as your carbohydrate sources, you probably would be able to put on muscle and stay lean, and your body form would end up being smaller than when you, quote, bulk up now.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, it's sad because she's a young girl.
Right.
And from what I've seen pictures of her on stage in this, with her strutting in Amsterdam, she has very little muscle below the hips. Very, very little. No glute muscles, no hamstring muscles. And she's going to be a candidate for us, you know, a fall and broken hip probably by the time she's 40 if she stays on this track.
And what's sad is, you know, she can hire people, personal trainers to help her.
But what she can't hire, is a critical thinking brain. You can't farm that out, folks. You got to do that for yourself. And this is, she's turning to people and they're saying, oh, be a vegan. It's so good. You feel so good. It's so healthy and it's good for the animals too. And, you know, she's going to end up getting sick as a result of being a vegan.
And you know what else? There's so much in the media that is wrong. Like that guy from Men's Health,
David Zinko.
They have an article that he wrote, 20 Shockingly Healthy Restaurant Foods.
And listen, I did a blog post about David Zinko many, many months ago when he was talking about his book, Eat This, Not That, and I told him, read this, not that. And he's so focused on the calories, he forgets that the metabolic effects of different macronutrients. The guy doesn't know a thing about nutrition, I got to be honest with you. It's sad to say, because he has a great audience. He could affect some change.
20 Shockingly Healthy Restaurant Foods. He put on here... from Bojangles, macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, right. That's so shockingly healthy.
Because it was 240 calories. It had 660 milligrams of sodium in it. And he said to put to add a side of green beans to balance it out.
Right.
Where's the protein?
Yeah, no. David Zinko says no protein for you.
And then from California Pizza Kitchen, ginger chicken dumplings, which was 465 calories, 1,800 grams of sodium. And he said, eat this before you eat your meal. So that's just your appetizer.
Potato, chicken dumplings. Now, keep in mind that California Pizza Kitchen has a really good chicken salad that has date bread in it.
Not date bread. It's dates, actual dates. And almonds and avocado.
And I would think that would be a lot healthier. And because when I've gone there, I've gotten doubled up on the chicken breast to get more protein out of it. That's what I would tell people to eat if they had to go there.
Yeah, it had avocado. It had almonds in it. It had dates
in it. But see what the problem is with guys like Zinko and all of these other people who are out there trying to cut corners so that they can get a bigger audience. David Zinko is not interested in changing people's lives. He's interested in selling books. So if you're going to sell books, you examine the marketplace. You go, okay, the largest number of people out there are the people who want permission to eat crappy food.
Mm-hmm.
They'll buy books all day long because they're the ones not using what Lady Gaga's not using, the critical thinking brain. So they need someone like Zinko to tell them what to eat. And he wants to give them license to eat macaroni and cheese. See, it's healthy. You can eat it. It's okay.
Well, he also put on there from Culver's. I've never been there. Oreo chocolate frozen custard sandwich, because it was only 284 calories.
See, and David is focused on calories. That's all he's focused on.
22 grams of sugar.
Right. What David fails to realize is if you focus on calories, you may change the scale, David. You're right. The people who focus on calories, their effect and the gravitational effect of this planet may change and the scale may change, but they will do it at the loss of very critical, very important, life-saving muscle. And until Zinko gets the notion that muscle is more important than just what the scale reads, he's going to keep giving people bad advice and allowing them to make bad decisions with his permission.
Well, it's all in the media. In our local paper on Thursday, they have a health and fitness section. And here's an article in that paper from Thursday, Eat Less, Weigh Less, Proven Ways to Lose Weight. And one of them says, don't believe in magic. There's no secret formula or food that will make your weight fall off. Be careful of diet plans that eliminate entire food groups such as fruit and grains.
Yeah, right. And God forbid.
Be careful of that, it says.
God forbid you eliminate grains from your diet because you could get healthy, but the government will suffer because they won't be able to sell grain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really good advice. Thank you.
Pay attention to calories, it says, because they really do count.
Yeah, if that's the case, then eat 2,000 calories of sugar every single day. No, better yet, most people will lose weight at 1,200 calories a day. Eat 1,200 calories of sugar and nothing else, and then see if you lose weight. See if you don't get fatter and fatter and fatter as a result of it.
But this is what's out there in the mainstream media. That's my point.
And this is why it is so important to think with your own brain and not look to other people to answer these questions for you.
But there is an article in here that I... from Dr. Stanford. He's been on the show before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the headline is creatine gets a qualified thumbs up.
Yeah, but after we've been saying creatine is safe for kids and athletes and women for 20 years now, and now just now the mainstream is going, hey, you know what? Maybe we've studied creatine has been more studied, well-designed studies. I would say, I'm not being facetious, 1,000 times over than any drug that the FDA has approved in the past 5 years or will approve in the next 5 years from a pharmaceutical company. It's been proven to be safe and effective. It does what it's supposed to do. Yet, the WADA and these other organizations that govern sports in college students and high school students, they can't take creatine.
Why?
Because they say, oh, it's an anabolic steroid, it's dangerous, it hurts your kidneys, all this nonsense. This pure, utter BS. But yet, the FDA will approve a drug that will kill 3,000 people in 2 years, and they'll go, well, we need to do some follow-up research on this, but don't stop taking it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, okay, so Brian Stanford, nice guy, vegan.
Right.
Okay? But nice guy, just misguided. Once again, he bought into the wrong message. It's not his fault. But he's just talking about creatine now. Well, you know, creatine is old. We don't even talk about it anymore because those of us who know it have been taking it for decades already. And it's good for women, too, by the way, because you've asked me that recently.
I have asked you that recently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it will do something that women don't like.
Make you hold water.
But in your muscles. In your muscles. Okay? So okay. Here's what happens. You'll gain about, a woman will probably gain a couple pounds if she loads with creatine, does the normal loading approach of 20 grams a day for the first 5 days, and then a maintenance dose of 10 grams a day or 5 grams a day, depending, thereafter.
Right.
That woman will gain about 3 pounds within the first 5 days and go, oh, my God,
but
I've put on. It's muscle. It's muscle weight.
Mm-hmm.
Muscle weight. You're pulling fluid into the muscle, not under the skin. It should not be viewed the same way as water weight gain when you're having your period. That's different. It's under the skin. It makes you look soft and pudgy and bloated. This doesn't make you look soft and pudgy and bloated. It looks you makes you look more defined and more muscular, more toned and more athletic. And you should not look at that damn scale and treat fat the same way you treat muscle, period. End of story.
I know. It's hard.
I know it's hard. It's especially hard for women.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Men don't get freaked out. A guy goes to the gym and goes, dude, man, I'm 234 pounds right now. I was 222 6 weeks ago. The guy doesn't go, oh, my God, I'm 234 pounds. No, he's thinking, wow, some of that must be muscle.
And then, like, not eat for a day or two.
Yeah. Guys are going, wow, some of that's got to be muscle. I mean, a little bit could be fat, but some of that's got to be muscle. I'm psyched. Mm-hmm. Women go, I'm 3 pounds heavier than I was yesterday. Well, I'm not eating today.
Mm-hmm.
Bad message. And people like Lady Gaga. I mean, you know, oh, I got to do something about my physical form. I'm going to starve myself and eat green juices and drive myself into the ground because I don't want to be muscular. You're not muscular. I'll bet money on it.
Well, what bothers me is, I mean, she's a role model, an idol to so many young girls. And they're going to get the wrong message if they listen to that.
Well, imagine if the market was us, all superhumans.
Mm-hmm.
We could actually change everything because we wouldn't buy into that. We wouldn't look at people like her as a role model. We would look at people who lived a life as a role model. So the fact that she's a role model tells you that the hungry crowd out there, the largest group out there, are the people that Zizinko are favoring and the people that Lady Gaga are favoring. They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. And these are going to be trying times for them because this is part of the downward selection pressure that's happening right now.
Just I know we got to take a break, right? Mm-hmm. But her music is good.
Yes.
But you know, when you look at somebody, she's got all these costumes and all this stuff, and then you look at Adele. She's got a beautiful voice, and she just stands there and sings.
Right.
Minus all of the stuff that Lady Gaga uses.
Right.
You know.
Right. And I got to tell you the truth. Between Adele and Lady Gaga, I think Adele is more attractive. And granted, she's got a little extra weight on her, but
she has a beautiful face.
But not only that, she's well proportioned for a big girl. She carries it well,
and she's funny. She has a sense of humor. I saw an interview with her on 60 Minutes, and she was just as cute as could be.
She drops the F-bomb almost as much as I do, doesn't she? Right?
Yeah.
We have to take a commercial break. We have lots of great stories to talk about today. You're not going to want to miss today's show. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, one thing I will say.
What?
Is chocolate is healthy when it's made by Elisa Profumo.
Well, we talked about the chocolate recipe that I had last weekend.
Right.
And I was going to make it over the weekend, which I did. And it's really good.
So good.
It's really good. And it has coconut oil, cocoa powder, almond. I used some almond butter in it, freshly ground almond butter from just raw almonds.
And raw honey.
And raw honey, and that's it. And just a little bit of raw honey, but I think I'm going to try it without the raw honey. Take that out and put some stevia in it, and maybe use a few strawberries in it or something.
And we figured it out that put into a glass pan.
No, Pyrex dish.
Pyrex dish, but you know the square long square one. A 1 inch by 1 inch cube, which mm-hmm. was a big piece of chocolate.
And that's all you need.
Had about 1 gram of carbohydrates in it.
And that's all you
sugar,
need.
1 gram of sugar in it.
And it's so rich. That's all you need. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really, really good. And so we're going to experiment with some different recipes. I have some ideas. We have the dehydrated fruit. We have fresh fruit we're going to try in it. We're going to try different flavors. We're going to try with nut butters, without nut butters. We will become the Willy Wonkas of the physical culture community very shortly. I can't wait. The chocolate is so good. Mm-hmm. So good. But don't eat it too late at night because there is caffeine in it, by the way.
And don't eat too much of it. It has to be in moderation.
Yes, it does. You're right. Okay, and given that in moderation, what is one of the things that we have no choice that you can't keep in moderation because it's just in just about every food product out there today?
Genetically modified corn.
Yes, good answer. Ding, 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 ding. You can't get out of the way of corn today.
Well, you can.
It's hard.
You can't
buy anything at a grocery store. Let's put it that way.
Right. You can't buy anything that has high fructose corn syrup in it.
Or corn starch, or corn syrup in general, or any of the other derivatives from corn.
Right.
Okay? And unfortunately, if you buy processed foods, chances are you cannot get out of the way of corn. Now,
so don't buy processed foods.
That's right. And most of us
aren't. We don't. I mean, you can get by with not buying processed foods.
And enjoy it and not feel like you're not like Lady Gaga where I'm eating a salad but I'm dreaming about a cheeseburger. No, we eat the food that we want to eat. It's not like we're doing without.
Well, you know, let's face it. You got to get back in the kitchen and do a little bit of things in the kitchen.
Right.
Cook things yourself.
Right. Yeah. And that's,
I mean, we make our own sauce.
We make everything ourselves.
Yeah. You put it in a jar, in the mason jar.
I'm actually trying to conquer toilet paper right now. I'm only kidding.
No, I mean, I know it takes time, but on a Sunday, we made the sauce, put it in the mason jars, and now we have fresh homemade sauce that we know it's got fresh ingredients in it, fresh tomatoes, fresh spinach. I'm not going to give away all my secrets, but...
and we'll eat on that for at least 6 months. If not.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... With that being said, we talked about some research on yesterday's Subversity Science Roundup about the French study. There was actually a blackout yesterday. No one was talking about this shocking information about prolonged exposure over the lifetime of a rat to Roundup Ready corn and Roundup.
Why don't you hear about this in our media?
Because Monsanto is a big company. They spend a lot of money on advertising. They have the right lobbyists in their pockets, and they are infiltrating media outlets who don't want to piss in their Cheerios. I mean, we talked about it yesterday, and we're talking about it again today. And we'll talk about it ad infinitum until people get this message once and for all.
It said here that researchers found that the corn and the Roundup both cause similar damage to the rat's health, whether they were consumed together or just on their own.
But here's the interesting thing. There were different effects of, first of all, an overabundance of the Roundup transgene found in GMO corn by itself damages kidneys and causes tumors. The Roundup herbicide by itself damages kidneys and causes tumors. Remember, they are interlocking genetically pieces. That's why the corn can be resistant to the Roundup, because it actually has something in it that identifies Roundup as not being harmful. So the transgene and the Roundup herbicide do the same thing. And that makes perfect sense. And when they're taken in conjunction with each other, they do it better and faster. Okay?
Okay.
The damage. So those of you out there who are eating corn and corn byproducts, I don't care where you're getting your corn. There's a good chance that if it has not been contaminated already by the transgene of a neighboring farm, even if your farmer is growing non-GMO corn, chances are 50% of his crop turns out to be GMO by the end of the season because it becomes cross-pollinated from GMO crops up the road. Or if you're buying blatantly open GMO corn, you are opening yourselves up to an opportunity to develop cancers and tumors unequivocally. Now, Monsanto's not going to come out and tell you this, and nobody's coming out and telling you this. Nobody's saying, hey, back away from corn because there's big dollars at stake here. But guess what? In Europe, they don't eat GMO corn.
It's not legal
there. You can't grow it.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to allow the importation of it from the United States, not to get us to cry like babies. Well, we're poisoning our own people. Why won't you let us poison yours too? But they don't eat it. I don't know what they use GMO corn for. They probably throw it in the bottom of the ocean, you know, or let the fish eat it. But they don't eat it. They don't use it. They don't feed it to their animals. But they do buy it to keep us happy.
Let me read this to you. Premature death and sickness were concentrated, especially among female rats. At the 14-month stage of experiment, no animals in the control group showed any sign of cancer, but among females in the treated groups, tumors affected 10 to 30% of the rodents. That was at 14 months. At 24 months, 50 to 80% of the female animals developed tumors in all of the treated groups. 50 to 80%.
Right.
Of the treated
and,
rodents.
And you have women out there developing breast cancer. And by the way, interestingly enough, I just invited a scientist on the show for next week. The genetic trigger for ovarian cancer and breast cancer have been determined to be exactly the same.
Really?
Now, what does that mean? Does it mean that if you have the predisposition for cancer, you have the same risk of ovarian and breast? Yes. But what do you think is triggering it? An epigenetic trigger. It's probably corn.
How you live your life.
Could be corn. Yeah. It could be as simple as that. GMO corn is leading to a greater degree of ovarian and breast cancer in our population. No one's talking about it.
Okay, here it says the male rodents fell sick, suffered liver damage, developed kidney and skin tumors, and digestive problems.
Right. And we know Howard Vlieger came on this show and talked about how corn and soy, genetically modified corn and soy fed to pigs, they develop IBS-like symptoms. They develop ulcerations in the stomach. They develop chronic, diverticulitis. What is the other one? Colitis. Chronic colitis. They develop all of these intestinal and GI tract conditions that once you take the GMO feed out, takes about 3 weeks for them to go back to normal.
A Monsanto spokesperson said that more than 300 peer-reviewed studies found that GM food was safe. Corn and derived products are unlikely to have an adverse effect on human and animal health in the context of the intended uses, Monsanto said, delivering a judgment based in part on a 90-day feed study on rats.
Yeah, 90-day.
And it took 14 months.
Yeah, this study lasts 2 years, the entire lifespan of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm saying, folks. Monsanto is an evil, evil, bad company. And I'm sure that Syngenta is no better. And all these companies out there that would purport to deliver, you know, the food to feed the world. And Bill Gates, shame on you, Bill Gates. Shame on you. Shame on you for promoting GMO, going out there and talking about that this is what we need to save the world and feed the world. Shame on you.
We have to have GMO to save the world.
You know what I hope? I hope that those people that are closest to you develop some of these disorders and you have to go find out why. And then you go, oh, my God, I've been promoting this all along and it's killing my relatives. Then you'll feel it close to home. Then you won't feel like God. You know, these people, they make a lot of money, and all of a sudden we're supposed to listen to them because, oh, well, they know better. That's what's wrong with this country. We look at people because they made money and think, oh, they must be smarter than me. No, they just have more money than you. That's it. You're still smarter than them.
Okay, so on a little bit lighter note, did you read the article of the Minnesota farmer who was cleared in the raw milk case?
No, I didn't. I want to hear it. I need a good story before we go into the break.
Okay, this was from the Star Tribune. It says here that a soft-spoken Minnesota farmer was cleared of violating state laws for distributing raw milk. After a 3-day trial and more than 4 hours of deliberation, they found him not guilty of 3 misdemeanor counts of selling unpasteurized milk, operating without a food license, and handling adulterated or misbranded foods.
Can you imagine? Could you imagine that they are actually wasting dollars going after a farmer on 3 accounts of selling raw milk? Can you imagine that this is what our government is busy doing when statin drugs cause hundreds of thousands of deaths every single year? They're going after a farmer for selling raw milk? Really? Is that what this has come to?
He doesn't produce it himself. He operates a Freedom Farms co-op, a private club with roughly 130 members who buy various farm products, including raw milk. Evidently, there was a lot of people out there in front of the courthouse. They were having shouting, what was it that they were shouting?
They started to live when they started eating raw milk or something like that.
Real food changed our lives.
Yeah, and they were talking about how...
They were chanting that.
Yeah, real food changed our lives, and they were talking about how raw milk had increased the health of their children and everything mm-hmm. else. And, you know, I mean, it's... When I think about this, and I think about, you know, the fact that the government is going after this guy for, why is the government telling us what to eat in the first place?
Okay, so this woman here says that raw milk was her gateway drug to nutritional foods. Her husband and two of her children were believed to be lactose intolerant until they began drinking raw milk and their symptoms subsided. She said that her family had a lease on a cow and they wanted to be compliant and didn't want to break laws, but they still wanted to have access to the foods that they wanted to eat. And in here she says, I don't think it's the government's place to tell me what I can or can't eat or feed my family.
They can't. They shouldn't. Unless you're, you know, stabbing your children in their sleep or feeding them arsenic, which, by the way, the FDA says is okay.
Mm-hmm.
The FDA can poison your kids, but you can't. I mean, they shouldn't be. So what's next? Is there going to be a government inspector at every restaurant going, that steak is too rare, send it back? Well, he did order it rare. I don't care. And then he comes over and slaps you with a $25 fine for ordering a rare steak? What's next? Sushi's going to go next. Wait, you can't eat raw fish. It's dangerous. Why do we have all these people trying to legislate us?
Like the 16-ounce, nothing higher than 16 ounces.
Yeah, like Bloomberg. Really? Are we that stupid? Or maybe it's the problem is that we've been lied to by people like David Zizinko telling us that, you know, it's okay to eat popcorn, okay to eat macaroni and cheese, okay to eat corn. Those things are good to eat. Maybe if we flushed all the liars down the toilet.
But it's okay in moderation.
Well, yeah.
If you just eat a little bit of it.
Yeah, a little arsenic every day isn't going to hurt you. It actually may be helpful. I think there's a study out there that shows it's helpful. Oh, man. We have to take a break. I thought you were going to give me a light story to end on a positive note. What happened?
You turned it into a heavy story.
Well, I think people like me better when I'm angry. Don't you think so? Didn't they say that on last night's show? I did an interview with Iron Empire, Aaron Singerman and PJ Braun last night.
Last night. And didn't Aaron say that
people liked you better when
you were angry?
Yeah, they didn't like that I fell in love and was happy. They liked the angry Carl better. Well, there you go. There's the angry Carl. I'm just angry about different things now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Either you're with those who love freedom, or you're with those who...
I'm going to get this song out of there. I don't even know what this is. I don't even think it's a song. Welcome back.
That's weird.
I know. To Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. So what do you want to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
Well, it's vaccination season.
Yes.
And everywhere you go, and I know you and Adele talked about this a little bit yesterday, but like going into the grocery store, there's signs outside, get your flu shot for $25.
Yeah. And Walmart, you know how they have a greeter at Walmart, and he says, hey, you want a card? He's actually administering the shots, too. Hey, you want a card? How about a shot? You want a flu shot while you're here?
Dr. Tenpenny reposted an article that she wrote in 2010. And in this article, she says, as the use of vaccinations continue to grow, so do the controversies surrounding them. Numerous medical problems, including rising rates of autism, thimerosal, mercury toxicity, asthma, allergies, ADD, ADHD, and even cancer are being scrutinized as part of the vaccine injury spectrum. And she wrote this in 2010. Mm. And so look what's happening.
Yeah,
we're having rising rates of autism and ADHD. And evidently, I guess I didn't watch this, but I read some of post on Dr. Tenpenny's wall about Dr. Oz's show from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently they were talking about the pertussis, the whooping cough vaccination.
Right.
And he said that he had his children take all of the vaccinations they're supposed to take. And then Dr. Tenpenny posted that he didn't.
That's a lie.
That was a lie, that his wife is very anti-vaccine.
And she'd divorce him if he tried to get
the kids
vaccinated.
And she would divorcing him if he had his children get vaccinated.
Now think about this for a second. This is exactly what happens when you get involved with a mainstream media outlet. You know, talking about, well, how can Monsanto quiet the message about what's going on with Roundup? Look at Dr. Oz. He has to blatantly get out and lie about his position on vaccines, because the people who produce his show, the dollars behind the show, they said, look, Oz, you can't go out there and say you're against vaccines. We'll piss a lot of people off. We'll lose advertisers. We'll have our ass in a ringer tomorrow morning. So he's got to go out there and lie. What else is he lying about? What other advice is he giving people?
Well, the problem is everybody follows everything he said. Like, for example, I have some friends who... they went to his website, and everything that he listed as a supplement that a man and a woman should take, they went out and bought every single one for themselves personally,
right,
not knowing what their levels were. They just randomly did that because that's what Dr. Oz said to do.
If I wanted to be wealthy, I just thought of something. If I wanted to be wealthy, all I'd have to do is write a book that shows why fat people live longer, fat people are healthier, and fat people are happier. And just find a lot of extraneous information and connect the dots and create an argument and put it out and say why fat is the new healthy. And I would sell millions and millions of books tomorrow morning because I'd be giving people permission to be fat and unhealthy. I could do what Oz does. I could do what a lot of these people do, Zizinko does. Oh, yeah, you can eat this stuff. It's okay. It's healthy, actually. Zizinko should be saying, first of all, if you want to eat 20 foods that are healthy, you can't find them in any fast food store.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if all you have, if you're dying, you're in the desert, and you happen to come upon a Rally's hamburger place and that's all you've got to eat, then that's the choice you have to make. But if you can drive or walk someplace else, you shouldn't be eating at a fast food restaurant.
Well, so many people are always saying that they can't eat healthy because it's too expensive.
Well, I was just having that. You walked into the studio when I was having a conversation with somebody.
And what you said to this person was, well, you're going to save in other areas, like on medication, for example.
Right.
You're not going to be spending the money on medications, and you're not going to be spending the money on clothes. You use that as an example because your weight's not going to go up and down.
Yeah, you're not buying clothes. You can have the same pair of jeans, that those stonewashed jeans that you wore when you were 30, you can still wear them when you're 50 because your body weight pretty much stays the same. And then I said to him, and let's be honest, if you've got a ripped muscular physique, who cares what clothes you're wearing? Because you actually look better naked. So you can put anything on and look good. And he laughed really hard.
Did he?
Yeah. I was saying you need to listen to the show. And the reason I was telling him to listen to the show is because he has young children. And mm-hmm. I told him about, you know, it's important to live this lifestyle not for yourself, but so your kids get the idea now. So they don't become hostage of the government system where, you know, oh, well, I need doctors, so I need to stay on the right side of government right now.
Right. Speaking of vaccinations, we have Dr. Jared Scowron coming on the show on Tuesday.
Give a little teaser on why he's coming on. What happened the other day on Facebook?
One of the reasons why. I mean, he wants to talk about the vaccination propaganda. But he posted an article, and I tried to access it from his profile on Facebook. And Facebook said that I couldn't. Because that action was illegal. It was an illegal action.
So they were blocking your transference to this website. Didn't you say it said that the site that
was potentially abusive? It was a potentially abusive site.
And I went to the site. And isn't it just, which site is it? It's vaccinetruth.com?
It's vactruth.com.
Yeah, vactruth.com. And I went to it. There's nothing
offensive.
There's
nothing abusive or offensive about this. And it blocked me from going to that website numerous times. So I finally just went to it on my own.
And their top story as of the 18th says FDA approves vaccine with autism and SIDS listed as adverse events. Vaccine safety website removes information. So they've been censored.
Yes.
So what they're basically saying is the FDA approved a new vaccine that states that one of the potential side effects is autism and or SIDS. But they don't want anyone to know that they've approved. Because don't forget, unlike a lot of other drugs where you get a leaflet, you know, when you get a drug at the pharmacy, it comes with a little monogram, they call it, a monograph, and it has, you know, what the drug does and what the potential side effects are and blah, blah, blah. But when you go into your doctor's office or one of these, the little clinic at the grocery store now that they're popping up everywhere to get your vaccine shot, does anybody show you the insert, the tab, the box that it came? No, they come, they stick a needle in your arm and they go, okay, you're all done, see ya. And you don't even know what they injected you with. That could be a crazy person. She's injecting you with Windex.
Exactly. I mean, so why are people going in and paying for something they don't have any idea what they're getting?
And if you did know, and if you got if they said, here, you got to read this and sign off on it before we give you the shot, and you read it and it said, one of the potential side effects of this vaccine is autism and SIDS, would you give it to your child? Of course not.
The next time someone takes their child to their pediatrician to get a vaccination, I urge you to ask the doctor, show me the insert
of
what's in this vaccination.
And tell me what the listed potential side effects are.
The doctor won't know.
No, they'll have to go get it and they'll give it to you to read.
And they won't know what's in it because they don't read it.
They don't care. It's sad. Very, very sad. We have to take another commercial break, Elisa.
Okay.
Do you know what you want to talk about when you come back, or you want to pick it during the break? We have so many good stories to talk about.
We'll decide during the break.
You're listening to Casual Friday on Super Yum Radio. Isn't this Adele? That part of the song? Yeah, but it's a mashup. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Down the corner, half a mile from here. See them always running and you watch them disappear.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today. today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. So that was Duffy, not
Adele.
Yes. You know, those girls from the UK, they all sound the same to me.
I like Duffy too, actually. What is this?
I'm going to a hate meeting later. I'm getting prepared.
Headbangers. Okay, so this was posted on my Facebook by Carmela Sierzo. Thanks, Carmela. It is, what is wrong with giving my kids Flintstone vitamins? Hmm. One of the first ingredients is artificial sweeteners, aspartame or NutraSweet. One that you pointed out was the lead that's in them.
I want to read this from this. Can I read this real quick?
Sure.
The FDA has given a guideline for acceptable levels of lead for various ages. As an aside, since lead is cumulative in nature, there are really no safe levels of lead for anyone, especially the 0 to 6 years of age developing brain. And there's that FDA telling us, well, a little bit's okay. The FDA bulletin has a medium mass fractional exposure level of 0.0352 and a maximum mass fractional level at 0.395. I have no idea what increments or metrics these are, but just hold those numbers in your mind. While Flintstones vitamins are not over the maximum of 0.395, it does exceed the medium exposure to lead of 0.147, which is 500% higher than the medium. So it's between the medium and the maximum. So the question is, do your children need lead in their vitamins at all?
Well, didn't they ban paint because it had lead in it?
Oh, yeah.
But they can take vitamins with lead in it?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know why they banned paint with lead in it?
Because children were eating the paint chips.
Right, they were eating the paint chips, right?
So, yes.
But this is something that's made to be eaten.
Exactly, that's my point.
Yeah, yeah. No, the FDA says a little lead won't kill you, and in fact, it might come in handy in a almost MacGyver-esque way. When you have to write a note with your fingernail someday, that lead will help you be able to write a note on a piece of paper.
Yeah, if you're Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, there you go.
Artificial colors. Although approved by the FDA, the artificial colors contained in Flintstone vitamins can be dangerous. All these are approved by the FDA. Also called dyes, these substances in Flintstone vitamins are FD&C Red No. 40, Aluminum Lake, FD&C Yellow No. 6, Aluminum Lake, FD&C No. 2, Aluminum Lake. According to the MayoClinic.com, Red No. 40 and Yellow No. 6 may contribute to hyperactive behavior, and other sources concur with this assessment on the dangers of artificial coloring.
Yeah. But the FDA says, look, a little bit is not a big deal. Then on top of that, then you feed your kid Fruit Loops, which have more artificial colors in them, and a ton of sugar, and GMO corn. And then you wonder why your kids are getting sick.
It says here that evidently the Bayer Corporation is who makes the Flintstone.
Bayer is Syngenta, by the way.
Okay. Bayer Corporation, manufacturer of Flintstone vitamins, states that they do not add gluten to their products. But they also say that Flintstone vitamin at the website, flintstonevitamins.com, that they cannot guarantee that they are 100% gluten-free due to the fact that raw materials they receive from outside vendors are not certified as 100% gluten-free. So they put on there they do not add gluten to their...
But it may be there.
But it may be there.
And they have no control over keeping it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the short answer, should you give your children Flintstone vitamins? Hell no.
That's exactly what I was thinking, but I wasn't going
to
say.
What was the girl in Glee? Hell to the no.
Hell to the no.
Hell to the no.
Okay, so you should use whole food-based vitamins, and that's what it says on here. They name a brand, Shakley, S-H-A-K.
Shakley. They're one of the they are the oldest vitamin manufacturer in the United States,
weren't
to my
knowledge.
They were the first MLM.
Pyramid?
Yeah. Yeah, the first MLM ever. Before Amway, it was Shakley. And they focused on the rural areas of the United States and built an amazing business. Shakley.
Huh. That's interesting.
But you know what? There are good vitamins out there. Again, this is where you have to take your critical thinking skills and read the darn ingredients and read about the stuff and find if there's lead in there, you got to find out ahead of time before you give it to your kids. It's your responsibility.
Especially when you're going to be giving it to your children.
I mean, between the arsenic they're getting in their food, the different colored dyes in their food, the lead, the GMO, the sugar that they're being bombarded with. I mean, and then the cell phones they're holding up to their heads at 7, 8, and 9 years old. I mean, really.
They don't have a chance.
They don't. They don't have a chance. This is going to be the shortest generational level growth that we're going to ever have, this group of kids today. Oh, no, I take that back. The pharmaceutical industry is going to keep them in institutions from 35-year-old until the day they die at 90 on medications in a wheelchair.
You know, I had this conversation with one of my friends yesterday about vaccinations, and she said, how can it be that vaccinations aren't good for you? And I said, did your grandparents get vaccinations? My great-grandmother lived till she was 93 years old. She lived by herself. She died in her sleep of natural causes.
That's the way I want to go.
And she took care of herself. She walked up and down steps. She was 93 years old. She didn't have any vaccinations.
Right. And she probably ate a different diet than we eat, too. I bet you she didn't eat all the pasta and breads and corn and especially these mutated foods that we're eating now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sad. And for those of you who keep hearing this mantra, whenever we talk about this stuff, well, people are living longer today. When you show me 150 and 160-year-old person, then I'll buy the fact that we're living longer. People have been dying at 70, 80, and 90, and some at 100 since recorded time. No one is living longer. People are just getting sicker, younger. That's what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
This is all nonsense. What else do you want to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
Well, I have an article in front of me from A4M about tomato-rich diets and how they reduce depressive symptoms.
And we eat a lot of tomatoes right now, thanks to Tony Profumo.
Thanks to my brother. Yeah. Actually, we got a whole bunch yesterday from his garden. He, like we've talked about before,
$5 worth of seeds.
We're still
eating on it.
And we've gone over there three or four times and gotten big bag of tomatoes.
He gives us.
And butternut squash.
He gives us vegetables. He gives his wife Melissa's family vegetables. He gives your brother vegetables. He gives everybody. And he eats. He said yesterday, he said when we were over there, he goes, you can't believe how much money I've saved this year.
His grocery bill has just, went way down because of his garden.
Right. $5 worth of seeds, man.
$5 worth of seeds.
And you know what? I got to tell you something else. Simplicity. He didn't make a box garden. He didn't do any, Tony works, so he's a busy guy. It's like, if I got to make this garden work, it's got to fit into my schedule. I'm not going to fit into it. And he just plowed some areas of his backyard, planting some stuff, and it's just growing wild everywhere now. I mean, I was walking the other day, I almost stepped on a watermelon. He's like, oh, yeah, watch that watermelon. It grew out into the path over there. He's got all these little round watermelons. He's got cantaloupes. He's got squash. He's got cucumbers. He's got grapes. He's got tomatoes.
And there's no rhyme or reason to his garden. It's not pretty like Brooks Cubic's garden.
I know, but it just keeps on producing. It's amazing.
Okay, so the diet rich in lycopene, it says here, increased intake of tomato products lowers the risk of depression, according to a new study published in July of 2012. The CDC states that one in ten Americans report depression, and 9.1% of individuals met the diagnostic criteria for depression.
Right.
Tomato products contain large amounts of lycopene, which have a potent antioxidant activity. And that's supposedly what helps to prevent the depressive symptoms is the lycopene.
And maybe it's also because tomatoes taste so damn good. Maybe you get happy when you eat tomatoes. I know I do.
You think so?
I think some tomatoes are so nice and sweet. They're really very good.
The researchers showed that the subjects with the greatest intake of tomato products had a 52% decrease in the likelihood of developing depression.
And prostate cancer. Tomatoes have been linked to, but cooked tomatoes, like tomato sauce.
You saw what Dr. Andro posted, that the lycopene in dehydrated tomatoes compared to freeze-dried was, I think, 257% higher.
Yeah, but you have to compared to freeze-dried?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes a big difference now. That
makes
really
a huge difference.
Yeah, and those sun-dried tomatoes or the dehydrated tomatoes are so good. They're really good. Like tomato jerky. That's what they like. Do you want to take a break?
That's fine.
And I know that we have listener questions to do today, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
H to the ISO. That's the anthem. Get your hands up.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com.
SuperSupply.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Mr. Big Stuff.
I remember when that song came out. I know you don't, but I do.
Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff?
Biggie.
Okay, so
Biggie, can't you see?
Life Extension had an article on their page today, Why Red Wine is Good for Your Heart. And then they discuss the 1991 French Paradox, where they talk about how the Americans compared to the French don't have the amount of heart disease. The French do not have the amount of heart disease, yet the cultures ate the same amount of foods. And they said that it was believed to be the red wine's polyphenol. Evidently, there's a new study out from the University of Valencia in Spain that discovered that not only does the cardioprotective benefit come from the polyphenols, but it also comes from the ethanol alcohol itself.
And it works by, you said, improving insulin sensitivity?
High blood sugar is a risk for heart disease. Diabetics, for instance, are at least twice as likely to suffer a heart attack as the general population. As it turns out, the polyphenols in red wine may protect your heart by improving insulin function, which lowers your blood sugar.
Interesting.
Isn't that because I think you've thought in the past that it would increase your blood
sugar? This is the problem with science. There's research out there that shows that that alcohol can actually increase blood sugar levels.
Red wine polyphenols were shown to decrease insulin resistance between 22% and 30%, indicating improved insulin function. The drop in resistance occurred with both alcoholic and non-alcoholic red wine, proving that the polyphenols are responsible for the decrease.
Now, that's an important note right there.
In the insulin resistance.
It's not the alcohol, it's the polyphenols.
And in the red wine, specifically red wine, not gin or scotch.
But what they're saying is the polyphenols found in grapes, with or without alcohol, or where the benefits come from.
The bottom line is red wine may protect your heart by improving insulin function.
This is
good news for diabetics who are at risk for heart disease.
Yes. Now, you know what? Again, people don't know this. Monday, we're doing a show. The entire 2 hours is going to be dedicated to alcohol. We've got Adele Moussa coming on during the second hour to talk about research, science, and you know Adele, Adele is very, very middle of the road about alcohol. He doesn't have an agenda. He's going to compare, overlay research, and look and see if it passes the subversity sniff test. Pam Colleen is going to come on during the first hour. Pam is not against alcohol either. She's going to talk about the effects of alcohol on body weight, on skin, on a variety of things.
It's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a good alcohol show because I want to get to the bottom on alcohol. I have my own beliefs, but maybe I'm wrong. I mean, yesterday with dinner, I had a Campari and soda, 1 ounce of Campari, which is about 34 proof. That's exactly the right amount of alcohol that a person should have if they're taking advantage of what the research out there says is the right amount of alcohol to have every day.
When it says here, when you combine the effects of the polyphenols and the ethanol, red wine is probably more cardioprotective than any other type of alcoholic beverage.
Okay. More cardioprotective than any other alcoholic beverage, but is it more cardioprotective than not having alcohol? There's a big difference there. So what they're saying is,
researchers concluded while ethanol alcohol itself exerts a protective effect on the lipid profile, the non-alcoholic fraction of red wine, mainly polyphenols, has a beneficial effect on insulin resistance.
Okay, but wait a minute now. Now back up. We know. See, so what they're basing this on is the lipid hypothesis. Because alcohol changes the lipid profile, then it's protective of the heart. So then that means statin drugs are good too because they change the lipid profiles the same way.
But they have other side effects.
No. Their side effects are directly related to the effects they have on lipids. Okay?
Okay.
So in order for me to believe that alcohol is beneficial for the heart, I first have to subscribe to the lipid hypothesis, and I don't. And I don't think anybody does anymore. Even doctors aren't subscribing it to anymore.
Okay, then what about the insulin resistance?
But that came from the polyphenols, not from the alcohol.
That's true.
Okay, so, I mean, look, I want to know. I really want to know once and for all, you know? And so we're going to do our best Monday to investigate this. And you know Adele. I'll try to go off on a left or a right tangent, and Adele will go, no, you know, that's not it. And, you know, Adele is, he's all about, you know, the frontal lobe here. He's going to apply his approach that he always applies to understanding the science and giving us the best results that we can get. And it may come down to, you know what, a little alcohol is good for you, but I don't want to hear a little alcohol is better for you than a lot of alcohol, or a little alcohol is, this alcohol is better than. I want to know, is drinking alcohol at all more beneficial than not drinking alcohol? Because those are the two choices. Because if it is beneficial, then we should start giving it to our kids if it's good for them. I mean, let's give them the benefits now at the young age of 9, 10, and 11. Let's legislate this and say, you know what, 18 for alcohol? No, I think kids should be able to drink. Because don't forget, my grandfather gave me red wine when I was five years old.
And they can drink over in Europe, can't they?
I think so.
At a young age.
But see what they don't. But see the problem with these epidemiological studies that look at the French French paradox. The French walk about 140 miles a year.
Europeans do, not just the French.
Well, but that's right. But they're not calling it the European paradox. So okay. I'm saying the Europeans walk about 140 miles a year, not counting when they bike. Very few Europeans have cars. The cities are structured so that you can walk to work or take mass transit or ride a bicycle. We, on the other hand, the average American walks about 27 miles a year. The average American, I'm talking about somebody who doesn't do anything physical culture-wise. The only time they're walking is at the mall or to and from their car or up the stairs to work. So it could be the walking is the benefit and not the alcohol. There's so much more when you look at a society and go, they live longer. What's the one thing that they're doing that's making them live longer so we can do that? And it would be nice to say, oh, it's wine. Now let's just drink wine and everybody live longer. But that doesn't happen either. There's a lot of people who drink wine and get heart disease. So I think there's a lot more to the story than just that.
I guess you'll break the news on Monday.
Yeah, and you know what? And come Monday, I'm either going to be drinking a lot or not drinking at all, one or the other, or drinking just a little. I think
the key is in moderation.
Yes.
Like a glass a day is what I've read.
And you know what? I am admitting it. I like the drug-like effects of alcohol. I like this, the mellow buzz it gives me. I like the way it makes me feel. So I'm never going to say I will never drink alcohol again.
I like the way red wine tastes. For me, you know, I do.
Well, and for us.
But I don't have to. I could have one glass a week and I'd be fine with that.
Right. For us, when we're cooking, we put on good music and then it's like, let's crack a bottle of wine open. So while we're cooking, we're sipping wine. It's all part of this tapestry, this, you know, of what we're doing.
The experience of cooking and being in the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not going to say that I'm never going to drink alcohol again, but I really want to get to the bottom. I want people to be honest. I want people to say, look, I know alcohol is probably not the best thing for me, but damn it, I enjoy it. It's one of the things I'm going to do.
Or, you know, if you're trying, like, contest prep, you can't drink alcohol and get ready for a competition.
Right. However, I know a bodybuilder who stood on the Olympia stage who was a stone cold alcoholic for
really?
Like 7 years.
You're kidding.
Yes.
And how did he look?
He looked great.
Hmm.
But then again,
how did his insides look? You don't.
Well, and not only that, but the drugs that he was using obviously override. If you're not using drugs, then you're not going to counteract the effects. So there's a lot to the story. It's never black or white.
Okay. So I have a listener question.
I have an answer. Go ahead.
Michael Routini Meyer, M-A-H-E-R.
Mayer, okay.
Mayer, sorry, yeah. Michael. Here's his first question. There is a decent amount of discussion about intermittent fasting on the show. I've also done this with food a fair bit using feeding windows of 8 to 10 hours. I was curious, however, if there is any thoughts on how much water should be consumed outside of the feeding window. Is something like a water fast worthwhile?
Well, if your kidneys are functioning properly, a water fast shouldn't do a whole lot to you. Your body shouldn't give up a lot of water. You shouldn't become dehydrated.
Why would you want to do a water fast?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess there might be some benefits to the kidney function, although I don't think so. I think kidneys function better when they're getting regular watering. At first blush, I would say that there probably is not a need for a water fast. But there are days where I drink a lot less water than a gallon. Because I'm not training that day, I'm not eating a lot that day, I may be fasting a portion of the day. I don't tend to get thirsty when I'm fasting, but I do drink a little water here and there. But there's lots of days where maybe my total water consumption is, you know, 50 ounces, not a gallon. But I don't have an opinion on water fasting. I'm going to look into that.
I always try to drink a gallon of water a day.
Yeah.
I don't always do it, but I get close.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, his next question is, I know that Carl believes that sleep is very important, which, by the way, your article in Muscle Insider was about sleep.
Yeah.
I've put the most money into my bed and mattress. Recently, a friend suggested to me that I should do something called earthing, which will help discharge the electrical field you build up all day. I was curious if you all could either debunk this or endorse it. On the surface, it seems to make sense, and my coworker swears by her sheets and office mat. I'm just on the fence about trying it. And then he posted an article about earthing, the official site for earthing.
I actually am trying to get somebody on the show to talk about earthing. I have a feeling that there's some validity to it. I really do. Because if you use your critical thinking skills...
You were earthing the other day.
Yes, I take my shoes off and walk outside on the grass.
I said, what are you doing? You said, I'm earthing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you something. I mean, I'm going to sound really, perhaps a little too metaphysical here, but I feel different when my feet are in the ground on the grass versus when I'm in my shoes. If I'm silent and I listen to my body, I feel like there's almost a calming effect. And I don't know if it's just because of the way the grass feels on my feet or what. I will say this. As a one-time avid hunter and camper, and I've camped in some desolate areas in the Adirondack Mountains, I can tell you that I never sleep better, never ever slept better than when I slept in a tent close to the ground like that, with nothing between me and the ground that was non-conductive, let's put it that way. I mean, I slept in a canvas tent. I slept in a down-filled sleeping bag made out of material, not plastic. And I can tell you that I slept the best when I slept outdoors. So I really do believe there is something to the whole grounding effect. I'm not sure what it is, and I'm also not sure if it's strong enough to overpower the RF electromagnetic fields that are awash our bodies above ground. I mean, we've changed. The environment has changed. If you had a spectrum analyzer sitting in this room right here, you'd see a 10,000 pips of RF from routers up the street and cell phones up the street and the guy next door on his cordless phone. I mean, we're awash in RF right now.
I went to the Earthing website that he posted. It says, Earthing, get connected and feel vibrant. www.earthing.com. Connect to the earth and feel better. Here it says that, think of it perhaps as vitamin G, G for ground. What does this mean to you? Maybe the difference between feeling good and not so good, having a little or a lot of energy, or sleeping well or not sleeping so well. You can't see the earth's energy, but some people can feel it as a warm, tingling, and pleasant sensation when they are out walking barefoot on the water's edge, at the beach, or on a stretch of dew-moistened grass.
But that's why I sleep with an earth pulse electromagnetic field device under my mattress, because it resonates the 9.6 hertz in a square wave form, just like what's known as the Schaumann wave, I believe, and I could be wrong about that, that emanates from the core of the earth that we're no longer in touch with. So the earth pulse creates that waveform under your bed, as opposed to sleeping with a mattress pad and covers and everything that are grounded to the earth outside, which are theoretically supposed to bring that grounding effect up to you, that magnetic pulse up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's probably something to it. But again, it's minuscule compared to the milliwatts of RF that are just all over your body right now that you just don't see.
Well, that's why maybe it's important to get out into the woods every now and again.
Yeah.
And go
hiking. And we're going to do that. We're doing it Sunday, right?
I'm going to go hiking.
We're going hiking Sunday. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a 5-mile hike out in the woods, and I'm going to go barefoot.
Are you?
I don't know about that. My feet is. I have such tender feet. It's like when I walk on the concrete that has the stones in it. It's I.
Ow! 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 That's
I know you heard
saying.
Me right.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
I have such tender feet. I don't know why. I don't know what happened.
Okay, so Carmela wanted to know. She tried to click on the map on Superhuman Radio, and it didn't work for her for some reason. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, people who are using Chrome are telling me that it's not opening. But if you use Internet Explorer, it seems to open. I just clicked it just now. And it's opening. What I am hearing from people who are using Chrome and it's not opening is that they have to update their Java plugin. I know it works a lot better from Internet Explorer. I don't know why. I prefer Chrome myself. But yeah, it's so helpful that, I mean, we've got 12,392 people that have checked in so far since I announced it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and there's a lot more people out there. I'm sure that as the weeks go on, because there's a lot of people. I got an email from somebody today saying that they've been listening to the show for a year, but they're like 15 shows behind right now. Because I guess they listen like to half of a show and then they listen to the other half another time because the shows are 2 hours. But yeah, if people can keep trying to click that until it opens, it'd be great. Okay. And I have to read something funny.
Okay.
I finally found somebody to come and join the Superhuman Radio family. And handle sales for me. And I'm so excited about this guy. I got to tell you something. You know, he thinks on his feet. He's motivated. He's a true believer. You know, he understands the message and the mission of the show and what we're trying to do here. So it's really funny. So this morning he sent me an email and about something else. And in the bottom of it, he said, I'm so pissed off. He said, my 7-year-old daughter, and his name is Stephen Lay, by the way. And I want people to get to know him, because if you're out there and you're interested in advertising, his address is Stephen.Lay, L-A-Y, at superhumanradio.com. Email him. He'll cut you a good deal. Anyway, he says, my 7-year-old daughter came home eating Cheetos from school. Apparently, her teacher gave them to her as a treat. I told her that you would beat her up. Oh, man. Really? I've been relegated to the boogeyman now. If you don't go to sleep, the boogeyman will get you. If you eat those Cheetos, Carl Lenore will come to this house and beat you up. Oh, great. So there you go. Anyway, any other questions?
That's it for now.
That's it for now. We've had great shows this week. We have some really great shows next week, starting off Monday with the bang. Tuesday, we'll have Dr. Jared Scarron on. We're going to address vaccines for those of you who are still on the fence about what to do for your children. Of course, Tuesday also is the Blueprint Power Hour. Elisa is flexing her right arm for me. It's a beautiful arm connected to a great shoulder. Remember that game?
I'm hot. I'm holding my hair up off my shoulder.
And she doesn't lie. She is so damn hot. Anyway, listen, thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.